And then she went back to the four basics of the job, running them past him yet again. Know the location, know the nature of the incident, know what the injuries are, if any, and know the closest available unit. Location, incident, injuries. CAU. That was her mantra. I thought, he'll be running it next. She means to have him running it. Never mind if Colonel Teague or someone from Scranton comes in and sees him doing it, she'd lose her job. She means to have him running it. And by the good goddamn, there he was a week later, sitting at PCO Pasternak's desk in the dispatch cubicle. At first, only while she ran to the bathroom, but then for longer and longer periods while she went across the room for coffee or even out back for a smoke. The first time the boy saw me seeing him in there all alone, he jumped and then gave a great big guilty smile, like a kid who's surprised in the rumpus room by his mother while he's still got his hand on his girlfriend's tit. I gave him a nod and went right on about my beeswax. Never thought twice about it either. Shirley had turned over the dispatch operation of Statler Troop D to a kid who still only needed to shave 3 times a week. Almost a dozen troopers were out there at the other end of the gear in that cubicle, but I didn't even slow my stride. We were still talking about his father, you see. Shirley and Archie, as well as me and the other uniforms Curtis Wilcox had served with for over 20 years. You don't always talk with your mouth. Sometimes what you say with your mouth hardly matters at all. You have to signify. When I was out of his sight line, though, I stopped. Stood there, listened. Across the room, in front of the highway side windows, Shirley Pasternak stood looking back at me with a styrofoam cup of coffee in her hand. Next to her was Phil Candleton, who had just clocked off and was once more dressed in his civvies. He was also staring in my direction. In the dispatch cubicle, the radio crackled. "Statler, this is 12, a voice said. Radio distorts, but I still knew all my men. It was Eddie Jackaboy. "This is Statler. Go ahead," Ned replied, perfectly calm. If he was afraid of fucking up, he was keeping it out of his voice. "Statler, I have a Volkswagen Jetta. Tag is 140739 Foxtrot. That's PA. Stop County Road 99. I need a 1028. Come back." Shirley started across the floor, moving fast. A little coffee sloshed over the rim of the styrofoam cup in her hand. Eddie Jackaboy was out there on a county road. He'd just stopped a Jetta for some violation. Speeding was the logical assumption. He wanted to know if there were any red flags on the plate or the plate holder. He wanted to know because he was going to get out of his cruiser and approach the Jetta. He wanted to know because he was going to put his ass out on the line. Same today as every day. Was the Jetta maybe stolen? Had it been involved in an accident at any time during the last 6 months? Had its owner been in court on charges of spousal abuse? Had he shot anyone? Robbed or raped anyone? Were there even outstanding parking tickets? Eddie had a right to know these things if they were in the database. But Eddie also had a right to know why it was a high school kid who had just told him, "This is Statler, go ahead." I thought it was Eddie's call. If he came back with, "Where the hell is Shirley?" I'd let go of her arm. And if Eddie rolled with it, I wanted to see what the kid would do. How the kid would do. "Unit 12, hold for a reply." If Ned was popping a sweat, it still didn't show in his voice. He turned to the computer monitor and keyed in Uniscope, the search engine used by the Pennsylvania State Police. He hit the keys rapidly, but cleanly, then punched enter. There followed a moment of silence in which Shirley and I stood side by side, saying nothing and hoping in perfect unison. Hoping that the kid wouldn't freeze, hoping that he wouldn't suddenly push back the chair and bolt for the door, hoping most of all that he had sent the right code to the right place. It seemed like a long moment. I remember I heard a bird calling outside and very distant, the drone of a plane.